Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and this past Sunday we continued on in our series we're calling I Have Questions. We're looking at some of these moments in the scriptures where you read something and it seems like it almost contradicts something else that you've read in the scriptures, and so you're kind of asking, how do these two things really fit together? How do we make sense of the Bible when it doesn't seem always to make sense? And this Sunday we weren't looking at two different passages as much as really just looking at one passage and seeing what feels like a tension inside of the story. We were looking at Exodus, starting really in 3 and 4, but then through 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and the story of God rescuing the people out of Egypt, and really God's interaction with Pharaoh. There are multiple times where God says, I will harden Pharaoh's heart so that he will not let the people of Israel go. And the end goal being that God is going to show Pharaoh and Israel and all the people of the world who he is, his power, how he's going to systematically sort of dismantle the pantheon of Egypt and show himself to be the one and only true God and show his power over Pharaoh. And yet at the same time, there are multiple times in the story where it says that Pharaoh hardened his heart. And so you're sort of going, well, which is it? Did Pharaoh harden his heart? Or did God harden Pharaoh's heart? And the answer is yes. And this is what feels like a tension that shows up not just in this story, but really all throughout the Bible, this question of God's sovereignty and human responsibility. God's sovereignty and human responsibility and the relationship between those two things. Do we have free sort of choice? Some folks use the term free will, right? Do we have this ability to make real choices? And also, is God in control of all things? And if God is in control of all things, how does that work with our ability to make moral choices? And basically what I said on Sunday is, well, you know, one, I'm not going to solve this for folks. I don't know how the two work together. But I know that both of those are presented very clearly in Scripture. And it's presented all over Scripture. Proverbs chapter 16, verse after verse, says that, you know, many are the plans of a man's heart, but the Lord establishes his way. Yes, do we make plans? Absolutely. But it's the Lord who establishes our way. Proverbs 16:33 goes on to say that every time you cast the dice, that was the ancient world's version, or the lot, casting the lot. That was the ancient world's version of throwing dice, right? Casting die. And it says every decision from the lot is from the Lord. Every decision of the lot is from the Lord, that God governs even the dice. And what you roll the dice and it goes, God even ordains that and governs that. That's a mind-blowing statement, that there's really no such thing as luck, that God is working in and through the world that he created. You go to Philippians chapter 2, and the Apostle Paul says, hey, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's a decision we make, to work out our own salvation. And then he says, for it's God who works in you to both work and to will for his good pleasure. This tension shows up over and over and over, that yes, we have decisions to make, and yet God is sovereign over all things. And so the way I summarized it on Sunday, I just said, look, God is sovereign and we are responsible. God is entirely sovereign. He's entirely in charge. Romans 9 is one of the most powerful statements from the Apostle Paul about this, that God hardens whomever he wills and he has mercy on whomever he wills, that he is the maker, he's the potter, we are the clay, it's entirely his choice. And at the same time, the Apostle Paul, with that theology that says God is sovereign over all things, he's the greatest missionary, arguably, in the history of the Christian church, going anywhere and everywhere, pleading with people to turn from their sin and trust the Lord. The Apostle Paul doesn't take God's sovereignty and say, well, he's in charge of everything, therefore it just doesn't matter what we do. Not at all. And so I finished on Sunday, and I'll finish here just by saying three things, I think practically, instead of just debating, right, God's sovereignty versus human responsibility, three things practically that I think if we'll hold on to both of these truths and really say, well, how then should we live? I talked about worship, and I kind of coupled that with worship, love, and obedience, and then peace and purpose. I said worship, love, and obedience. all three together, when you recognize who God is, when you read the scriptures about the God who is over all things, and from him are all things, and to him are all things. And the creatures around heaven, right, the four living creatures sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty," day and night. It leads us to worship him. When you really recognize who God is, there's no other God, there's no one like him. No other God beside him. It leads us to worship him and to love him, knowing that he incarnated himself, put himself on a cross for us to save us. We love him and then obey him. We don't take his commands as suggestions, but commands from a sovereign and powerful and loving and good God, and we obey. And then peace. I talked about how when you really come to understand that you're not in control and that there's a sovereign God who is in control, at first it's really hard, and sometimes still is hard. It's a battle to let go of that control, but when you really come to recognize, I'm not in control, and a good and sovereign God and loving God is, there is a sense of peace that comes from that. And then finally, purpose. Knowing that your decisions matter. If there is no God, the Apostle Paul said this once, right? Then let's eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. If there's no God, if there's no resurrection from the dead, if Jesus isn't who he says he is, nothing that we do ultimately matters. But if there is a God, and if he's given us real choice and we're accountable to him and our decisions matter, then everything that we do matters. There's an appropriate weightiness we should feel with that. Our decision, not anxiety, not if I make a mistake, everything is ruined. That we go back to the sovereignty of God. God's in charge. But there's a real sense of, hey, what I do matters, and I have purpose to my life. God has placed me here to make real decisions, to follow him, to be led by his Spirit, to make disciples, and to live for the glory of God. That gives extraordinary purpose to everything that we do. Let me pray for you, and I want to encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself. Father, thank you for who you are, God, for your sovereign rule over all things, for your love, your goodness, your justice, and Father, for the ability to make decisions that you've given us, that our decisions really do matter. Father, we love you. Help us to live holding on to both of these truths. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to pray as well.